With the decline of international enrollment at Coast Mountain College, CMTN, due to significant changes implemented by Immigration Refugees and Citizenship Canada, IRCC, Prince Rupert is bearing the brunt of its effect on the foreign worker supply. On September 5, CMTN announced that its programs are now of limited interest to international students, with new international registration hovering below 10% of 2023 numbers, meaning revenue from these students will no longer be available to supplement the operating budget. CMTN staff at all campuses, which in Prince Rupert, Smithers, Hazelton, Terrace and Haida Gwaii, will be impacted. Pursuing international students was a strategy developed when I chaired the Board of Governors at Coast Mountain College, Prince Rupert Mayor Herb Pond said. It wasn't a money grab, but rather a tactic to build out a broader offering of courses for the sake of local students. Pond added that he suspects the restrictions on foreign students will limit what the college is able to offer to Prince Rupert students. I hope I'm wrong, he said. So far, no cuts have been made to classes or programs, but as the college moves forward with steps toward restructuring in the wake of the international student decline, things could change in the future. This will require some difficult but necessary decisions to refocus college operations so that CMTN is running a balanced budget without international student tuition revenue, CMTN President and CEO Lori Wei said. Once scaled back, the college will be in a good position to strategically grow its operations in a focused manner. The college has already implemented expense reductions in 2025, including eliminating 17% of management positions, limiting travel and overtime hours, leaving vacant positions open and adjusting pricing for food services and student housing. While the changes have helped, the required $4 million in savings is unreachable without additional staffing reductions. CMTN is now looking at selling two real estate assets as part of the restructuring plan. Buildings in Kitimat and Houston were both previously leased out, but after provincial changes, the college is now allowed to sell off these assets to put aside funds for future capital projects that will benefit students across Northwest BC. We are committed to offering quality education in these communities as we have been doing for more than a decade, by renting appropriate spaces for courses and programs when needed or using our two mobile training units, Wei said. While CMTN works through these changes, City of Prince Rupert businesses may also be impacted, as a large portion of their workforce comes from foreign workers. During the March 24 regular meeting of council, business owners and representatives, as well as members of Tourism Prince Rupert and the Chamber of Commerce, voiced their concerns about the negative impacts that stricter immigration regulations are having on their workforce. Many businesses struggle to recruit residents or convince Canadians from other regions to relocate up north for work, resulting in heavy reliance on international students and temporary foreign workers to pick up the slack. As of March 28, 2025, McDonald's had 50 of its 80 employees on temporary visas, Safeway employed 50% of its 78 staff with foreign workers and Save on Foods had 35% while Tim Hortons had 30%. Skeena Taxi had about 60% of its drivers on temporary permits, Chances Casino employed 55% of foreign workers and the Crest Hotel employed 35% and three other local restaurants were 100% reliant on temporary foreign workers.